In 1958, a young American musician arrived in Moscow to give the concert of his life. Classically trained pianist Van Cliburn was a 23-year-old Texan who stunned a team of Soviet judges with his flawless execution of pieces by Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff. Cliburn's tour de force performance launched a musical career and a string of visits to the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War. Van Cliburn died yesterday, Wednesday, at age 78. Michigan State University music professor emeritus Ralph Vadopek is also a world-renowned pianist. In 1962, he was the first musician to win the performance award that bears Cliburn's name. Current State's Kevin Lavery asked Ralph Vadopek to reflect on Cliburn's career and their personal friendship.
I feel like I knew him very well, and yet I didn't ever see him very often because we lived in different cities and went different ways. His name was lent to the competition in 1962, and yet he never judged it. He never had any direct contact with it. But if this competition had been called, say, the Texas International, it would have never had the staying power that it's had over the last 50 years.
What made Van Cliburn such a force in music?
Well, 55 years ago, he was playing the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto and the Rachmaninoff Third better than anyone else, and he had this stunning victory in Moscow in 1958, and that's what started him off on a very brilliant 25-year career. Actually, he has not played very much in the last 30 years, but he has been a force in classical music because in a time when many people consider classical music on decline, he was a very positive person, and he would come out with comments like, great music is eternal, and there are actually not enough pianists in the world, and that might sound Pollyannish, but he was very convincing, and he convinced a lot of us that what we were doing was worthwhile.
Mentioned his success in what was then the Soviet Union. The Cold War was in full swing, Sputnik and the space race, and he was really an ambassador then, an unofficial ambassador from our country on sort of a goodwill mission.
Indeed. The story, which is true, is that the judges thought he was the best of the competition but were afraid to award him the prize, and they had to go directly to Khrushchev. And Khrushchev, in one of his brighter moments, said, well, if he's the best, give him the prize. And no American has ever won in Moscow since, I might add. It's very dominated by Russian and Eastern European pianists because they are so well-trained and so good, especially in that Russian repertoire.
Was Fort Worth his home his whole life? Is that where he was from originally?
He was from Kilgore, Texas, and then he lived quite a while in Louisiana. His father was an oil man. And then once he became famous, he had an apartment in New York and a house in Fort Worth, and he lived in Fort Worth the last 30 years at least. He will be missed especially by the people in Fort Worth because he was such a public figure, even though he was not performing. He lectured, and his legacy, I think, is really threefold. He has some marvelous recordings that he made with the Chicago Symphony back in the 60s with Fritz Reiner, and Fritz Reiner did not always get along well with soloists, but he was a favorite of Fritz Reiner. And then there's the competition and his positive attitude about classical music, which I always admired.
Which word best describes him in your life? Friend, colleague, mentor, all the above?
I would say all the above because when he won the competition in Moscow in 1958, everybody was aware of it, and I was aware of it. And when I went to New York, I was determined to study with the teacher that had taught Van Cliburn, which I did, which was a big help to me. And like I say, even though we would not cross paths that often, he was always a very friendly, very positive person. And I was with him last September when I played in Fort Worth, and he knew he was terminally ill, but he was very positive. He had great faith, and He said, in kind of a joking way, thank goodness I don't have to ever perform or get up and even lecture, although I believe he did like to speak publicly.
I understand that last September, at that 50th anniversary of the Van Cliburn competition, that he was not scheduled to make a live appearance at the venue, but he did. And that was an emotional moment, as I understand.
It was the emotional moment of the concert, even though this there was a full concert of the four previous winners with the Fort Worth Symphony. But people were surprised to see him and also shocked that he was so gaunt in that. But so it was an effort on his part, but it was like a final farewell. So his death is not a surprise, but he will be missed by many.
MSU Professor Emeritus Ralph Vodopek speaking with us on the passing of his colleague, his mentor, his friend, Van Cliburn. Again, our condolences, Professor Vodopek, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.